Hey, everybody, my speech that I gave in Omaha, Nebraska. Enjoy. This speech has gone viral, covered by national media. As we make the push for winner take all, I think you're really going to enjoy this frontline grassroots speech brought to you by Turning Point Action. That's tpaction.com, tpaction.com. Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Thank you, everybody. I wore the hometown jersey, everybody. What do you think? Please take a seat, everybody. We're going to have some fun tonight. I just want to say this is a grassroots moment that is being heard across the country. We have a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to go through all the math, how we came here. So about a week and a day ago, I was prepping for our show. Anyone watch the Charlie Kirk Show on? Thank you all. Yeah, you're the best. You're unbelievable. And we were saying, recent polling shows that Donald Trump is doing very well in Nevada and doing very well in Arizona and doing very well in Georgia. And other recent polling shows that, Joe Biden, for whatever reason, is doing well in Wisconsin or Michigan and Pennsylvania. And our team all of a sudden came together, Andrew and Blake and Ryan, and we said, well, according to the website, it shows that Joe Biden, under that polling circumstance, would become president by 2 electoral votes. And one of our team members came out and said, yeah, unless Nebraska just goes and fixes it. And we kind of have a spirit at Turning Point. We don't like complaining. And we are action oriented. We are people that listen to the grassroots and we want to do stuff. And so I said, Blake, just send out a tweet. And so we drafted something up, and the whole team comes together and all this. And so then the second segment, I was supposed to do this whole show about how Joe Biden is failing with young people. And all of a sudden, I do the second segment all about winner take all in Nebraska, and people are loving it across the country. And so I do the third segment about it, and I do the fourth segment, and the fifth segment. You guys know what I'm talking about. All of a sudden, next thing you know, I'm wearing Nebraska hats, and I got all sorts of stuff going on. So we send out the tweet and we do the thing, and to your governor's great credit, 5 hours later, Governor Pillen comes out and says, I endorse winner take all, get it on my desk, I will sign the bill. And then President Trump, a couple hours later, says this is a top priority. We need to get this done. And all of a sudden, we have this momentum. What was we were told by people in the unicameral, this thing is dead. This thing is over. We call this the Lazarus Project. We are bringing this thing back from the dead, everybody. And this is all the grassroots. And so these last couple of days, I know more about Nebraska unicameral procedure. If this talk show thing doesn't work out, I'm going to go become a lobbyist down at the Capitol, and I would make a lot of money. A lot of money, everybody. Filibuster rules, that's not germane. You could put it on amendments. It's stuck in committee. It wasn't their priority bill. You only get 2 priority bills. It's a 60-day session. It ends on a certain day. And here was what you, the grassroots, were saying, and you deserve credit for this. Okay, but get it done. Okay, got it, but get it done. And get it done. And get it done. And the energy was, okay, we understand that this thing looked dead on Tuesday morning and alive on Tuesday night. What can we do to try and get this done? And if there's anything about this story, and you better believe we want to see, and we're going to see this story come to completion. We are going to keep on pushing and keep on pushing and keep on pushing until Nebraska gets winner take all. Is the voice that you have. Donald Trump put you in the room. He has built this populist movement, and you are all a key part of that. So let's go look at the math, everybody, because I just want to make sure you know how serious it is. And I'm going to paint a picture for you that none of us want to live through in November. It is unacceptable for us to live through, and here's where it is. Let's look at this one scenario right here. I want you to imagine after, you know, a whole week of counting ballots and, you know, it's a counting week. I want you to imagine this. Donald Trump wins the state of Florida. Donald Trump flips the state of Georgia. Donald Trump wins the state of North Carolina. Donald Trump wins Ohio. He wins Iowa. He flips Arizona. He flips Nevada. And Joe Biden gets 270 electoral votes. And you see that little dot? Now, I'm not here to point any figures. What you guys were thinking to do this goofy system back in 1991, it was probably well-intended, but this whole thing is just the goofiest thing I've ever seen. Now, you notice 48 other states go winner take all. 48 other states. Now, imagine, and by the way, it's not just, you know, us that are pinpointing this. This is how you know you're over the target, by the way. By the enemy's reaction, you can properly determine your action. Front page of New York Magazine this weekend. You ready for this? Nebraska Republicans may take the one electoral vote Biden needs most. Oh, yeah, they might. Oh, yeah. And this is a divine sort of coming together where they thought, oh, Nebraska Republicans, they're not paying attention. We killed the bill. And you snuck attack them. It was a sneak attack. They thought that, like, what is going on here? All of a sudden they're running ads and they're doing MSNBC segments. And it is a testament to the power of all of you. Now, look what happens. Even if Joe Biden were to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, Nebraska goes all red. It ends in a 269 tie. What happens then? Goes to the House of Representatives, where every single state gets one vote. And even if we were to lose the House, every state getting one vote, we're almost guaranteed to win in a House vote, making Donald Trump the 47th president of the United States. And that is the significance here. This is not some sort of, well, this is not some sort of hypothetical. I love you guys, but me coming here is because this is mission critical for the country we all love. It is right in front of us.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile's been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of the show, which is why I'm so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching quite easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find their best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use offer code Charlie. Join me and make the switch today. I love Patriot Mobile. Glenn is amazing. I was just hanging out with him in Scottsdale. Great guy, great American, really terrific what they're doing. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. That is PatriotMobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com/Charlie.
And you see here, it is tied 269, 269. If this was not a big deal, the Democrats would not be placing advertisements. They would not all of a sudden be doing these news segments. You can tell that, wait a second, they discovered it. Because they were broadcasting their play for quite some time. There's something called the blue wall. They call the blue wall Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Now, full transparency. It is our plan at Turning Point Action to hire ballot chasers. You heard from Brett earlier. So that we win Wisconsin. And we don't have to have this sort of insurance policy for electoral college math. But sometimes you have to plan for the worst and mitigate and not just be like, well, you know, we're maybe going to get them next year. Look, I'll be honest. I heard that for 108 years as a Chicago Cubs fan. It drove me crazy. Maybe next year, right? We're not going to put up. There might not be a next year for the United States of America. There might not be a next year. So you look at that electoral math. That right there, and things can change in real time, is if every poll today was within the margin of error. We know polling can be a little goofy, but I want to remind you, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan have some of the most crooked election laws in the country. And we are trending favorably in the American Southwest. We are trending favorably in Nevada, who just elected a Republican governor. So it all comes down to this district right here, this state. And also just so happens, we redo the census every 10 years. In 2020, you know, the one electoral vote, winner take all, it was important, but it was not decisive. It wasn't presidential election determining. This right here is the whole ballgame. So what is it in front of us? Well, look, we've been on this thing. We've been calling. We've been texting. More importantly, you've been calling and you've been emailing. And I could tell your voice is being heard. And I had a very promising phone call with somebody in the governor's office today, and they are committed to getting into a special session to get this thing done. They are committed to get this done. And look, we're not going to celebrate until that bill is being held up and we survive any legal challenges all of the out-of-state money comes in. Understand, there's a lot of layers to this. The bill has to be written correctly. It has to withstand legal challenges because they're going to sue baby Sue as soon as this gets passed, right? They're going to go out of control and bring in out-of-state money. And this is one thing I want to empower you, because I bet some of you feel as if I live in Nebraska, you know, we kind of are forgotten. And the rest of the country, you know, they're always talking about New York or L.A. or San Francisco or Miami, maybe Chicago where I'm from, which is not really worth talking about anymore, honestly. And what you're talking about is Nebraska could pick a president. Nebraska could pick a president. And I don't need to remind you the stakes of the game. You know this at your core. You know this in your gut. That's why you show up here. By the way, we are at overflow capacity here tonight. And you better believe that that message is being heard in the Capitol. This, I am told, this, I am told, is the largest Republican conservative event of the year. And if we have to come back and do another one, we will, because this is a question of the will. And that is the thing that makes the grassroots development of the Republican Party so exciting. For years, it was the Democrats that had all the activist people walking in the streets. But it was Donald Trump who all of a sudden said, I am a fighter for you, that I want to make America great again and bring jobs back to this country and secure our border. The movement that he built that gave you a voice fundamentally transformed the Republican Party from a party of crony insiders to a party of the American people. And you're all part of that. And it is not just going to happen overnight. It takes energy. It takes effort. But it also takes the will to get it done. This is what is the most important thing that must be communicated. And you have to just keep the pressure on to the legislature. Again, just say, hey, we need to get this thing done. Special session. We need to pass it. Is tell them your why. Eric mentioned this. And as far as they're saying, well, you know, I have an opinion on the bill, but your why is very simple. Your why is some of you served our country, and thank you for serving our country. And you don't want to pass down an America that is unfree. Your why is because maybe you're a new father or mother, and you're terrified of the nation that your child has to inherit. Your why might be that you're a grandparent, and that you stay awake at night, horrified that this country might become a Marxist dystopia. And flyover country has been insulted by the coastal elites for years. They've called you deplorables, clinging to your gun and clinging to your religion. Why on earth would we allow them to cling on to one of your electoral votes anymore? This is an amazing opportunity, an amazing moment. God works in mysterious ways. How many of you thought a week ago that all of a sudden Nebraska would be thrown right in to the middle of the national conversation? And I want to reiterate something here that I think is really important. And I'm going to read from the great one, Mark Levin. Mark Levin, by the way, came out last night with a 10-minute segment saying we need a special session, winner take all, no excuses. The great one, Mark Levin. I'm going to read from him. He says, quote, I'm not going to do the impersonation. I could, but I will. I don't want to be mean. No. You know damn well if it was a Democrat running the show under these circumstances, they'd do whatever they'd have to do. And for once, we have something we can do rather than wring our hands and whine. The great one, Mark Levin. Isn't that beautiful?
What if I told you that most of the notable diaper brands support abortion, even footing the bill for their employees to travel to have an abortion? It's one thing to reject your customers. It's another thing to support their termination. If you're a parent sickened by woke corporations supporting the destruction of American values and our most precious blessing, our children, then meet Every Life, America's pro-life diaper brand. Finally, a baby brand that aligns with your values and is unapologetically pro-life. Every Life believes that no matter where someone is from, what they look like, planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle worth protecting and defending. Every Life offers high-performing premium diapers and wipes created with your little ones in mind. Their diapers are made without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. It's a wonderful company. I can speak for it personally. It's amazing. Go to everylife.com for diapers and wipe bundles delivered right to your doorstep. And feel good knowing every purchase changes lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is changing diapers, changing lives. Learn more today at everylife.com. That is everylife.com. Use promo code Charlie for 10% off your order today.
We know what we're up against. Joe Biden will raise more money than Donald Trump. Joe Biden has the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice, Goldman Sachs, Google. I'm sure I'm missing a lot. George Soros. And they have been spending money in this district, as you well know, thinking that they can manipulate the people of Omaha, the people of Lincoln, the people of Grand Island, the people to vote a certain way. And they don't share your values. In fact, they have contempt for them. You see, what's ahead of us in Trump v. Biden is bigger than just an election. It is a civilizational survival question. We cannot continue to survive when the people who are tasked with running the country, I call them oligarchs, hate the very country that they are in charge of. Having spent a lot of time with President Donald Trump, having traveled the country with him, he has an attachment to the American people. He loves being alongside of you. He loves seeing your passion, your energy, your vigor, your enthusiasm for this great nation. You see, the question in front of Nebraska and the rest of the country this coming election will really be a question of the will. A question of, do we want to pass down a nation that is strong, that is confident, that has borders, that protects children, or one that is increasingly unrecognizable? And there are not many more elections that we can continue to go through at this pace. And Donald Trump, people ask me all the time, they say, why is it that you support him so enthusiastically even after all the indictments? I say, hold on a second. The indictments make me support him even more so and more enthusiastically. And I say, this is a man who could have went and golfed at Mar-a-Lago for the rest of his life after his first term. He didn't have to do this. They raided his home as a warning sign. They said, you better back off. We're going to put you in jail. And they indicted him in New York, which is a catastrophe. They indicted him in Georgia. They indicted him twice federally, facing 700 years in federal prison. And he refused to surrender. He refused to back down. Because understand at the core, what is behind that, whole thing is that they want to get to you, get to your value system. He just happens to be in the way. And the Trump doctrine, otherwise known as the MAGA doctrine, I wrote a whole book about it, is that we're going to play offense against the left. We are no longer going to accept comfortable losing. We are no longer going to accept excuses from our elected officials. We are no longer going to say, you know, I really hope it gets better and all this sort of stuff. Instead, it's we must understand we have more combined political power than they have ever allowed us to believe. This is Nebraska. We outnumber Democrats, not me. You guys outnumber Democrats 2-1 in the state. 600,000 registered Republicans, 300,000 registered Democrats. It is a 2-1 red state. 2-1. And imagine if Massachusetts had a goofy electoral system where they were just the one red sliver of Massachusetts, or California was giving electoral vote to Trump, they would go into special session immediately and work through the night and go through it. So why? And I got to be honest, the amount of consolidation we've seen from Senator Ricketts, Governor Pillen is promising because there's an urgency to get behind this and to get this done. But why all of a sudden is it even a question? And the reason is that some Republicans are uncomfortable doing something that might be historic if it means that the media might write bad things about you. But I will say this, tune out the media. The people of Nebraska will count you as heroes if you get this done. I'm going to close with a couple things. As you know, I'm traveling the country like crazy right now. I made a commitment. I said, hey, if we get enough momentum, I'm going out to Nebraska. I did this live on air, and here we are. And if we have to come back, we're going to come back. We'll do what it takes, right, Hank? And by the way, thanks to Pastor Hank for opening this great church. We really want to thank him. He was so accommodating. Thank you. It was really great. Thank you. As I am traveling the country, I see such promising trends. Young people are moving conservative in record numbers. In fact, young men are the most conservative they have been in the last 50 years. Our party is increasing in number with working class blacks and working class Hispanics. We are seeing the Republican Party continue to be the muscular class party, where the Democrat Party is the party of the rich, the few, and the well-connected, and the angry and the bitter government-addicted class, and we are the party of people that shower before work and shower after work, the people that get their hands dirty, the people that protect our streets, the people that manufacture our goods and products, the people that have built this country. And you could tell the bad guys are nervous. They're nervous because they know they are on shaky ground. This is a top-down revolution. Understand that bad people, tyrants and dictators, hold on to power through two main ways. Fear and free stuff. Fear and free stuff. Joe Biden was in Wisconsin yesterday trying to bribe the young people of this nation, saying, I'm going to forgive your student loans. The week before, he and his Department of Justice put a great-grandmother convicted in a D.C. jury to serve multiple years in federal prison for praying inside the Capitol on January 6th, a non-violent offense. Fear and free stuff. Fear and free stuff.
Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gain this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, probably most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com.
And must understand in front of us, and what they're trying to do is that of a desperate regime trying to cling on to power. And let's call it straight. What they have done the last year on the border topic alone is treason to the United States of America. And every state is a border state. It's not just Texas, not just Arizona. It impacts every state. We will build the wall if we go to winner take all. How about that? I like that. What a moment we have. You know, I thank God every day that we get to be in this fight. I get asked all the time from people across the country, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And you here in Nebraska, whether you ask for it or not, you have now been given your marching orders. You've been given your marching orders. Where it's so simple in front of you. It's, we are going to keep on putting persistent, respectful pressure. You wake up in the morning, you do your daily prayers. You turn on the Charlie Kirk Show, hopefully, get your cup of coffee. And like a routine, you're going to call that state capitol. And you're going to get to know the operator by name. Hey, Susie, how you doing? Yep, I know I called yesterday. How about that special session? We're going to get that done, right? All right. I'll be praying for you. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks. You guys have the power in this state, and I am confident that the governor is going to call into special session, and then we're going to have to work the members, and we're going to have to do all. We'll get to that. And the eyes of the nation are on this beautiful state. The state that has been forgotten by the elites of this country. The state that they couldn't care about anything that impacts your life here. You are expendable to them. And you have been for quite some time. Flyover country. White rural rage is what they call you. They just wrote a whole book about it. Saying that it's white rural rage. A whole doctrine on it. And people say, they ask all the time across the country, they say, Charlie, I want to get in the arena, but I've been done everything that has been asked of me. You know, I watch the programs, you know, I bought the pillow, I've done everything that's been asked of me. So now, when you buy the pillow with promo code Kirk, you're also going to call the Nebraska Capitol and let your voice be heard, right? But tonight you make the commitment that I will no longer be a spectator, I will be a participant. And if it requires us, if there is just radio silence out of nowhere, we'll do the next event on the steps of the Capitol, just like you guys did with the vaccine mandates, if we have to. And this is what gives me such hope, is that it would be easy for you not to care. Considering what we are up against, considering what you have been through, considering what the 2020 election was, which was a drive-by shooting of the United States Constitution, given all these different things, but what makes Americans different and what makes you different is that regardless of everything that is thrown at us, regardless of the opposition, no matter how much they try to do to us, you refuse to surrender. Is there is a grit. There is a resolve. Yep. And dare I say, it's the people of this great state, more than almost any other. I'm a Midwest guy, so I'm very biased. Is that it's that Midwest work ethic. It's that Midwest can-do attitude that helped make America the greatest nation in the history of the world. And I want to just say a message to some of the members at the unicameral. They're overwhelmed by this in the last week, and that's okay. And in some ways say, hey, I get you're overwhelmed. You don't always get to choose when you're called up for ranks. Many of you were drafted into a war, and you were thrown into the front lines. You didn't get to choose that. Some of you were sometimes just thrown in where all of a sudden you had a spouse have to be hospitalized, a parent die. I guarantee you some of the people here in this audience had to step up and be the man of the household, and you didn't ask for that. And sometimes you just have to step up, and you didn't ask for it, you didn't like it, but sometimes like, well, you know, we have this, you know, comfortable jacuzzi down here at the unicameral. It's like, all right, we got that. You know, we gotta get this winner take all done. You gotta love on them and then say, let's get this passed. Because what we are seeing in front of us, and you get it, you understand the weight and the significance, is the question. And I will close with how I finished, which is, I believe it to be unacceptable if we have to live through that final image. I want that tattooed in your mem. I want that just saved into your consciousness. I want you to wake up screaming at 3 a.m. tonight. Not that, which is 270 electoral votes to 268 and that one little sliver. You know that Joe Biden is planning to spend tens of millions of dollars just here in this district alone. We get asked the question all the time, what can I do? What can I do? I love this country. I hate what they are doing with it. And I believe, as Viktor Frankl broke down in his famous book, Man's Search for Meaning, that you could divide people into two different categories, the decent and the indecent. I don't look at polls. I look at one thing. Are there more decent Americans than indecent Americans? And I believe yes. I believe that we are currently being controlled by a small minority. And their time is coming up. And our vessel to get them out of power, our communicator, our fighter, needs our help. Yes. Trump needs your help. This movement is looking on Nebraska. The millions of patriots across the country that have now been activated on this topic are praying for you and your leaders. They're praying for this state. And I have full confidence that this beautiful, beautiful place with some of the greatest people on God's green earth are going to step up boldly and courageously and get this done. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.